Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Christina. May I have the phone number associated with your account?
Yes, 469-778-8999.
Thank you. Give me one moment to locate the account, please. I didn't locate it with that phone number. What's your last name and zip code?
Okay, and let me give you my old phone number because I think I've had this account long enough that you probably have my old phone number.
Okay.
All right, it's 207-595-3393.
One moment. That is it. Will you verify the name and address for me?
Yes, it's Sally Ryman, R-I-M-A-N, 1132 Brazos, B-R-A-Z-O-S, Court, Royce City, Texas, 75189.
Thank you for that verification. How can I help?
Yes, I see that the collection has come to an end, or at least that's what I'm reading here. So I'm just wondering, unfortunately, when we moved here, everything got buried, and it wasn't until this week where Texas has basically been under freeze, and we haven't been able to get out, that I was able to dig it out and go through it. And I realized that I had a double of one of the magazines, and I'm missing another one. So I need to try to get that.
Which one are you missing?
Number 42 is what I'm missing, and I've got a double of 38. So I don't know whether they came in the same shipment, but I finally got these organized again after we've been here just over 2 years, and it's been packed away since then, so I hadn't looked at it.
Yes,
and I got it organized this week. So
give me 1 second. We'll get that out to you. My system's not moving quite as fast as we are, but... I think it's like it's Friday, woman. Just leave me alone.
Yeah, well, in Texas, we've been that way for a week because everything's shut down. We don't have the resources to deal with this.
I understand. I'm in Alabama, and we've shut down over an inch of snow, I assure you. And I found out it was snowing and snowed significantly in Dallas. And I was just stood there stunned for a minute. I was like, it's what? In where?
Yeah, well, it's not so much that, it's the cold. And nobody has the resources. They don't have the clothing. They don't have the resources to deal with it. I mean, we're from Maine originally, so, up in Maine, this is nothing. But we've given away all our cold weather gear. The house is not made for this kind of thing. And then on top of it, they did these rolling outages for power so that you might have been out of power for 3-4 hours where the house got really, really cold. And, of course, all the pipes froze. It's fortunately not in our house because we know how to drip the water when it gets cold like that. But, a lot of people are dealing with frozen pipes. A lot of the stores are closed. They just opened today, but they've got no supplies because the truckers are not giving anything there. And as soon as the supplies come in, people wipe them off the shelves. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yes, I'm sure after you lived in Maine, you're getting a good laugh at everybody freaking out over the snow. But it's true. We don't. I've seen it snow maybe like 5 times in my life. Only once where that I recall where it was like really, it really stuck and was around for over a day. And that was like 4 years ago, but it just doesn't snow, and we're very poorly equipped to handle any type of winter weather like that.
today was the first day it got over freezing, and it's going right back down tonight. So I got out, and I don't even own a shovel anymore. I squeegeed my porches off, which is kind of funny if you think about it. And I don't even own a good pair of boots, so I went out in my fashion boots, you know. I don't own a hat, but now I'm going to knit myself one, so I actually have one the next time, because I don't even own one.
Smart woman. It might be a few years before you need it again, but eventually the winter weather will decide to come visit the southern half of the United States again.
Wow. I thought I'd given it up for Maine, you know. We don't own a snow shovel. We don't own a scraper for the car. We don't own any of that stuff anymore.
So. Oh, my goodness. I've seen people... We're so badly prepared for it in the South. Everyone goes and uses like a debit card or something like that.
Right.
Like you just don't see it here. And when you do, it typically doesn't last like it is this time. But I do hope
that school's been closed for the entire week.
Oh, goodness.
Which is why I had time to look up that collection. And I thought, I've got to do that because I need to get back to it, and I'd seen the email saying it was ending, so I wanted to make sure that I had it, you know, that I had it.
Absolutely, and I did get 42 reshipped to you, or shipped out to you. I also sent the magazine just to make sure you had that as well. Was there
It's only the magazine that I'm missing. I think I've got all the books.
Well, I sent you that, too, just to be on the safe side. We'll make sure you've got some extra there.
Okay, do you want me to send 38 back to you?
No, ma'am. Whatever you decide to do with it is entirely up to you.
All right. Well, I appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss, and take care and stay warm.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.